أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most beneficent. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about another important characteristic of Imam. You know that we were talking about those indispensable and essential characteristics that Imam should meet. After the demise of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, the Muslims God is split into two major streams and lines, into two major groups. After the demise of the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household, the Muslim community was in dire need of a caliph and a successor to the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household. So predicting such conditions and situations, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, designated Imam Ali alayhi salam as his successor. So according to the Shia theologians, he who succeeds the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, should meet certain conditions and should meet some certain characteristics. And in the previous lectures, we say that there are some eight important characteristics that Imam should meet. One of them was infallibility, that we touched and we treated this topic in the previous lecture. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about another important characteristic of Imam, and that is knowledge. So let's define what knowledge is. Knowledge means al-ilmu idraku shay'i bihaqiqati, or sifatun rasikhatun yudraku biha al-kulliyat wal-juz'iyat. Dear listeners, the definition of knowledge is very much simple. Everyone knows what knowledge is. Knowledge means having true awareness and true cognition of something. Knowledge means having true knowledge of something, having true cognition of an object. So why we are to talk about knowledge of Imam? Because we said one of those important characteristics that Imam should meet, covering the position of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in leading the Muslim community in various aspects, so he has to be aware, he has to have knowledge of the Islamic teachings. He should have precise interpretation of the Quran and should have precise understanding of the Islamic teachings as a whole. Which kind of Imam's knowledge we are going to talk here? Is Imam's knowledge of usual kind that every one of us can access to? For example, every one of us go to school, go to universities, have researched and gained knowledge of something. Is the topic you are following today, is this knowledge the same usual knowledge that you are talking about Imam's knowledge? What do we mean by Imam's knowledge? Is it the same usual knowledge? Is it the very usual knowledge we have and we can attain or not? It is something else. For sure, what we are talking about Imam's knowledge is not something that should be acquired. Rather, Imam's knowledge is something that is God-given knowledge. That is God-given. Imam's knowledge is not something that is acquired by usual means and instruments. No, Imam's knowledge is something that has been God-given. Imam's knowledge is of God-given knowledge. It is not something that they have tried and they have made efforts to acquire knowledge. Why? Because Imam's knowledge should be certain. Imam's knowledge should be precise. While every one of us know that our knowledge of different things, most of our knowledge of different things cannot be trustworthy. They are not 100% true. Sometimes our knowledge is filled with fallacies. Sometimes our knowledge is prone to errors and mistakes or blunders. So such kind of knowledge cannot be a trustworthy knowledge. What are those important characteristics of Imam's knowledge? There are some three important characteristics that Imam's knowledge should have, and they are as following. The first is, Imam's knowledge is of immediate kind. Imam's knowledge is something that has been God-given. Imam's knowledge is not something that they have acquired by their own. No, Imam's knowledge is what Almighty Allah has gifted them, has granted them. Almighty Allah has provided them with this sort of knowledge. This is first. Secondly, their knowledge is not fallible. As I said, our knowledge of different things is prone to error. But Imam's knowledge should never be exposed to errors and blunders. Rather, their knowledge of different things should be 100% true. This is the second characteristic of Imam's knowledge. The third important characteristic of Imam's knowledge is the expansion and the extensive realm that it covers. Our knowledge of different things is limited. We can cover very small scope. The size and scale of Imam's knowledge is not comparable with that of the rest of the human beings. Imam's knowledge covers lots of issues. Even sometimes, if he wills and if Almighty Allah wills, their knowledge can be of extensive realm and extensive range. His knowledge covers different kinds of issues. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, there are three important characteristics that Imam's knowledge enjoy. The first was the immediate knowledge. Their knowledge is not of potential kinds. Their knowledge is not something passive. Rather, their knowledge is active. They have immediate knowledge of different things. Secondly, their knowledge is precise and their knowledge is certain. Their knowledge is infallible, inerrant. Their knowledge is not prone to errors and blunders. And thirdly, their knowledge covers lots of issues. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, considering the extensive realm of Imam's knowledge, the question might arise that did they have knowledge about industries? Did they have knowledge about military techniques? Did they have knowledge about different things or not? According to the Shi'a theologian, they are of the view that he had necessary knowledge about those issues which were necessary for Imam. You know, having knowledge of different industries and different military techniques, that is not a must for Imam. Yes, if he willed, Almighty Allah would have granted him this source of knowledge too. But it is not a must for Imam to be equipped with such kind of knowledge. Yes, for sure, he had immediate and precise knowledge about those issues which were related to religion, to the prosperity of the human beings in this world and in the life hereafter. He had knowledge about these things, for it is a must for Imam that he has to be aware of all these issues. So he is deemed to be a religious authority after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to proper answers for the questions the people have in respect with their destiny, with their faith, in respect with the life hereafter, the do's and don'ts they do in this world, and the duties they have to do from the religious point of view. Why we say this? Because Imam alayhi salam, in most of the times, they did not act in accordance with their God-given knowledge. You know, when they were sitting in the courts, when the people were coming in front of them to judge and to arbitrate and to issue verdicts about the conflicts and the disputes they had, in most of the cases, the imams did rely on apparent evidence, on these procedures that we have right now. The imams did not make use of their God-given knowledge, whether, for example, this man is telling lie or that man is telling the truth. No, they used to rely on apparent evidence, on the evidence available, or on the evidence they put forward. Or, for example, they were making the people to swear. It is one of the it is one of those means that can be applied in the Islamic courts. If there is not sufficient evidence, then the people are made to swear. Through such kind of means, the imams used to deal with the people. They did not make use of their God-given knowledge in their daily life activities. So, thus, they did have knowledge about those indispensable issues that are a must for Imam. But in regard with the rest of the unnecessary or uncalled for industries, the possibility is there that he could acquire from Almighty Allah. Because we did say that it is not something to be taught in somewhere else that Imam should go and be taught. No. Then inshallah we will talk about the source of their knowledge. The source of their knowledge is Almighty Allah. Respectable audience and distinguished listeners, we did say that Imam's knowledge is not of usual kind. Imam's knowledge is not of ordinary kind. Their knowledge is different from us. They do not acquire knowledge, rather that is God-given. So the question arises, are there examples throughout the history that the people should be knowledgeable, but their knowledge should be God-given ones? The answer is yes, because throughout the history we have had lots of examples whose knowledge emanated and stemmed from Almighty Allah. One of them is the mother of Moses, alayhi salam. When she was made aware that your son will return to you, or your son Musa, alayhi salam, would be returned to you, or we will prepare the background that you will receive your son. She received this knowledge from Almighty Allah. She was inspired. Another example is Mary. Indeed, the knowledge she had that was also of this root. Her knowledge also traces back to Almighty Allah's blessings, to Almighty Allah's knowledge. So there are ample examples in the history, and it is not something that seems strange for us that how is it possible that the Imams should enjoy God-given knowledge? No, it is possible. There have been examples from this sort of people, such as Mary, the mother of Moses, and then Dhul-Qarnayn, who taught Musa alayhi salam. He was also taught by Almighty Allah. In those three cases where Musa alayhi salam could not endure, could not tolerate those cases, so the knowledge of those cases was with Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. So the knowledge Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam had in those three cases where Musa alayhi salam could not tolerate seeing and witnessing those extraordinary cases, so Almighty Allah gave this knowledge to Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the turn comes to talk about the sources of their knowledge. What are the sources of Imam's knowledge? Where from they gain or attain this knowledge? If they are not taught by any other people, if they are not taught in somewhere else, how they receive, how they get this knowledge? The first source, that is the Holy Quran. They understand from the Quran the points that we cannot understand. Secondly, that is the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household. You know, there are quotations, there are narratives in the Shi'ites' traditional books that Imam Ali alayhi salam was taught by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household. In those last seconds, all these knowledge that Imam Ali alayhi salam had, all of them were inspired by Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, whispered those knowledge he had to Imam Ali alayhi salam's heir. And he was taught in this manner. So though this is not a usual manner, this is not something that we can do it, but Imam alayhi salam's knowledge comes from these extraordinary, we can say, ways. Imam alayhi salam said, our Holy Prophet told me that through which the doors of knowledge got opened, horizons of knowledge got opened for me, I became aware of thousands of issues. Another important source of their knowledge is inspiration. They will be inspired. This is called in Islamic literature, muhaddath. It means whom is talked to. Muhaddath means whom is talked to. Who talks to him? That is, heavenly sent angels, and not in it is technical sense, I mean, they are not the prophet that they should receive revelation. No, they receive an inspiration. They are inspired. Something is given to them with certainty. They will become sure that the truth of the matter is this. So inspiration, the Holy Quran, and our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. These are the three important sources of our Imam's knowledge. The fourth one is a book that is called Sahifa Fatima. It means the book that has been written by Fatima alayha as-salam, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. And they have also derived many precious points from this book. These were the four sources of Imam's knowledge. So what are the reasons that should prove that, of course, they had knowledge of different things, and their knowledge was of immediate kind, was of God-given knowledge, and their knowledge was infallible. It means their knowledge was not prone to errors. What are those reasons that can substantiate our claim. The first argument and the first reason is Imam's infallibility. In the previous lecture, we did prove the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, progeny's infallibility. This is first. Secondly, there is the very frequently narrated tradition of Hadith Thaqalain, where the Imams are made parallel to the Quran. It means that the Quran and the infallible Imams would never ever be detached till the doomsday. They will never be separated from one another till the doomsday. Their constant accompany with the Holy Quran shows that their words, their behaviors play the role of a criterion. Their behaviors, their words play the vital role of a criterion or a criterion. Otherwise, if their words or if their behaviors were prone to error, they would have detached from the Quran, because Quran does not tell us lie. The Holy Quran is full of the truth. No error can be found in the Holy Quran. Because of this, we believe that it is of divine nature. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Almighty Allah says, if this book was from other than divinity or other than Almighty Allah, you would have found lots of differences, lots of conflicts and disagreeing points or inharmonious points in this Quran. But you cannot do it, you cannot find it, because it is coming from Almighty Allah. So the first reason is Imam's infallibility. And infallibility requires ample knowledge. This is first. Secondly, that is the frequently narrated tradition of Thaqalain, which makes the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, parallel to the Quran till the doomsday. The third reason is that some of the disciples of our holy Imams talked about their extensive knowledge in their presence, and they did not stop them from doing or from discussing these issues. Had it been wrong, they would have stopped them, but they did not do it. So this silence and this unstopping or this act that they did not rebuke them because of these, we can say, ascriptions, it shows that it was true that they had God-given knowledge. Another important tradition that we have, that is our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him's famous tradition, who says, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمُ وَعَلِيٌ بَابُهَا فَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَلْيَأْتِهَا مِنْ بَابِهَا. I am the city of knowledge, and Ali alayhi salam is the gate of this city. Whosoever desires wisdom and knowledge, he has to come from this gate. Whosoever tries to acquire Muhammad, peace upon him's knowledge, he has to go through Imam Ali alayhi salam. So the fourth reason behind their knowledge is that they themselves, in many cases, claimed that we have the knowledge as that of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam or Asif ibn Barkhiya. It means that the same knowledge they had, we have. So you know that there are extraordinary cases from these two people that they had extensive knowledge. It is not that much extraordinary, it is not that much strange that we should not have. No, we have this knowledge. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this was another important characteristics of Imam alayhi salam. It was the knowledge. We talked about Imam's knowledge. We talked about the nature of their knowledge. We talked about the sources of their knowledge. And we detached the reasons and those arguments which prove their knowledge. May God bless us all that we may be guided in the straight path and be resurrected with the noble creature of Almighty Allah, Muhammad, peace upon him and his household, in the doomsday. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.